From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If you know about the history of the internet, you know that while Al Gore might be most famous for supposedly inventing it, it is the Department of Defense that can probably lay claim in earnest. The Advanced Research Projects Agency began building the networks that would become the internet in the 1960s. And today, the current form of that organization, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, is launching a new office. It'll focus on the idea of biological technology, like making synthetic tissues, quickly developing vaccines, and connecting the brains of wounded soldiers to new prosthetic limbs. Arthi Prabhakar is director of DARPA. Arthi, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Ben.
So part of what this office is going to do is study prostheses. You're thinking about Wi-Fi communication between a robotic arm or something and the brain?
Well, let's talk about where we are today. DARPA did the investment over the last few years that allowed us to develop much more sophisticated prosthetics so that, for example, you can gracefully pick up a grape. And then we had volunteers, quadriplegic volunteers, who agreed to have brain surgery, essentially have a small array placed on the surface of their brains to pick up these neural signals for motor control and then to use those to control these new, very sophisticated robotic prosthetic arms.
And will that take you maybe one day to this idea of upstream communication so that the prosthetic might actually communicate with the brain and tell the brain what it's feeling?
Yeah. So, in fact, one of the new areas that we're starting to look at is precisely that. We're going to be developing the technology that also lets the prosthetic receive signals and play that back into the nervous system so that not only would you be able to control, but you'd actually have sensation back.
Is there a holy grail for this office?
It could be a lot of different things. It could be new classes of materials. It will be new ways of interacting with the human brain. It will be solving the way we tackle infectious disease.
It's an interesting time. It's sort of a competitive time for innovation. I mean, how do you sort of differentiate yourselves from something like a Google X Labs?
DARPA's role in that much bigger ecosystem is breakthrough technologies for national security. The pivotal early investments that made stealth possible, that made infrared night vision possible.
But doesn't that require, though, not only the ability to invest in organizations and actually support organizations financially outside of DARPA, but also really having some of the strongest minds at DARPA? And do you find a challenge there in terms of recruiting?
You know, I only need 100 amazing program managers at a time. They come for typically 3 to 5 years. So every year I need another batch. And that's quite a challenge to keep finding these great people. But I don't need 1,000. I really need 100. And that's how we change the world from where we stand.
Arthi Prabhakar is DARPA's director. Arthi, thank you so much for talking with us.
You bet, Ben. Thank you very much.